Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions, like maybe putting too much trust in those friends you met at the hotel in Sicily. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. A thank you to everybody locked in all across North America. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're at work, if you're leaving work, going to work, sitting at work, sitting at home, sitting at school, maybe you somewhere where you're not supposed to be, don't worry about it. I won't tell nobody. I'm going to be here regardless for two more hours. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can go ahead and listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Hey, we got you locked in on SiriusXM Channel 158. And much love to everybody locked in on a smart speaker, where all you have to do is ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy night so far. Thank you. Three-time NBA champion with the Bulls, Scott Williams. He did the dirty work. He came through. He has a new book out. It's called Through the Fire, his memoir of trauma, loss, basketball, and triumph. He talked about his time with the Tar Heels in North Carolina, family life, unfortunate family life coming out of California. He talked about his time. He's one of four guys in NBA history to play with Michael Jordan and LeBron James. And then he also told us, I ain't got a nice word to say about Allen Iverson, who he also played with. He discussed his visit to the White House as an NBA champion, talked about some of the taunting with all of the Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark conversations this week. If you missed the interview with Scott Williams, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And so we've talked basketball. We're going to get back into it momentarily. I also asked him about Isaiah Thomas and Charles Oakley. Just wait a minute. And then last hour, we got caught up on the Masters. Some people like golf. Some people hate it. Some people can watch it. Some people can't play it. Some people just don't give a damn either way. Michael Williams is nothing but a great ambassador for the game, golf contributor and expert for the Anscape, CBS Radio as well. And he came through just off of a golfing trip in Kenya to talk to us about the Masters and Tiger Woods and live golf. He thinks it's not going to live a long time. Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, the course. And so thank you so much to Michael Williams for joining us last hour as well. We also took some time to look at the current state of basketball. Unfortunately, when I got started at the top of the show, for whatever reason, the Sixers didn't show up today against the Heat. They lost 129-101. And we got a basketball game going on right now, the last basketball game of the night, where the Nuggets and the Suns are playing a game. Sure, that's normal, right? Basketball, Western Conference, they're supposed to play each other. Denver currently leads 107-106. There's about 4 minutes left in the game. None of the Nuggets starters played. None of them. Aaron Gordon got a shoulder, and Jokic has a calf. Everybody got something. Jamal Murray, his thumb, I think, hurts. Nobody playing. The Nuggets have the number one seed locked up. They ain't playing no ball. And so the NBA is a complete waste of time. And speaking of the Nuggets, some of these guys, you don't know who the hell they are. Christian Braun. Am I making up that name? Nope. Christian Braun tonight for the Nuggets. Everybody's favorite player. 15 points. Peyton Watson starting for the Nuggets tonight. 3 points. I know Bruce Brown. He has 25. DeAndre Jordan. Oh, my God. Having a throwback game. 12 points and 10 rebounds. Reggie Jackson with 18. Nuggets are hanging in there with some of their no-name guys. Good for them. Everybody's just waiting on the NBA season to basically conclude. Speaking of another winner in a game that meant nothing because the Miami Heat are still in the seventh spot, the Brooklyn Nets hold all of the cards, it's Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero in that victory where the Miami Heat beat the Sixers 129-101. Both Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler both had 24 points. Listen to Tyler Hero talk about how confident they are. Maybe too much.
Wherever we are, wherever we end up in the seedings, we'll be all right. You know, we like our chances. We like our opportunity. Like I said, we got a great locker room. And wherever we are, we'll be able to play and we'll be ready.
Okay, good for him. And shout-outs to my folks at TNT talking to Tyler Hero. And so we'll be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. And there's so much more that I want to get into. So, yeah, we talked Philadelphia and Miami. And, yeah, we got updated on, the Masters going on over the next couple of days. Hopefully the weather doesn't suck. And then we're going to get into Cam Newton because Cam Newton has a wish list of teams. We're going to talk about Tyreek Hill. He is or was very open about his future in the NFL. It's not going to be for too much longer, so enjoy him while he's here. But before we talk about the future, including Fernando Tatis, who basically got cursed out by a minor leaguer for being a cheater, and then Kyler Murray, who needs to grow up, he's also in the news again, I want to talk about something that's been floating around for the past 24 hours. And these are not young guys. This is not Kyler Murray. This is not Fernando Tatis Jr. This is not Tyreek Hill. Well, yeah, Cam Newton might be football old, but it's not Cam Newton. These dudes are like in their almost 60. I'm talking about Isaiah Thomas, Hall of Famer, basketball legend, NBA champion, bad boy, Chicago's own, babyface, one of the early babyface assassins. And I've met the guy one time, have had a great conversation with him. I ain't got no problem with him. Michael Jordan thinks he's a butthole. And you can rest assured, Michael Jordan didn't use the word butt. You saw it in The Last Dance. And the beef and the issue between Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas, this goes back to the 80s and the 90s. Are we talking about an all-star game? Isaiah ain't passed the ball. Are we talking about when the Bulls finally beat the Pistons and walked off? Are we talking about that? Are we talking about the Olympic team? We can go back. This is 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago. And it came to where we sat down in the pandemic and The Last Dance was played and Michael Jordan called Isaiah Thomas a butthole. And Isaiah Thomas didn't take kindly to that. Has had many interviews since then. And it's just like, man, if you really feel that way, apologize. He's like, Michael Jordan is calling me a butthole. And man, this whole documentary was about, that's how he acted. And so Isaiah Thomas is pretty much just, he's been like, hey, if you are going to say something, if you're going to say something and mean it, and if you don't, go ahead and apologize. This happened recently. Isaiah Thomas was on All the Smoke. That's with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes. And Isaiah Thomas, this was pretty much the latest. These were his thoughts on Michael Jordan and his response to him. Take a listen to this.
You got on national television and you called me a asshole. And then you said you hated me. You said that on national television. Now, if you didn't mean it, get on national television
and say that.
And apologize for it. Now, if you meant it, let it ride as it is.
Okay, that was a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. More recently, Charles Oakley, former Chicago Bull enforcer, former New York Knicks enforcer, before the New York Knicks forced him out and out of the own arena. That's another conversation. Charles Oakley just says what's on his mind. He had his own book come out, Charles Oakley, The Last Enforcer. Charles Oakley was never about no games. Charles Oakley was also on the All the Smoke podcast. And Charles Oakley basically told Isaiah Thomas, who Charles Oakley and Michael Jordan are friends, have been friends. Listen to what Charles Oakley told Isaiah.
He still want to be Mike. Mike do not want to be your friend, Isaiah. I'm telling you for the fifth time. He do not want to be your friend. Get up, stay on ESPN, keep talking on TNT. Oh, Mike's just, you know, now you're trying to say everybody better than Mike. It's okay. You're not better than Mike. He came to your city and took your city. That's why you really mad. He took over Chicago. I know.
Oh, okay. Isaiah Thomas, because it's 2023, Isaiah Thomas went to Twitter and responded directly to that clip. Isaiah Thomas tweeted this out early this morning. I remember us kicking your ass a lot. Someone please check my record versus any team Charles Oakley played against us. Isaiah Thomas then said, sit down, be humble. And the facts are, I actually looked up the numbers. Isaiah Thomas went 19-18 against Charles Oakley in the regular season. It doesn't matter if it was the Bulls or the Knicks. Okay, that's the regular season. When it came down to the playoffs, Isaiah Thomas, he won that matchup 10-5. But let's not get it twisted here. Isaiah Thomas and Charles Oakley served two different roles as basketball players, but Isaiah Thomas is a Hall of Famer, a champion, and Charles Oakley is more so known as just being what he called in his book. He was the last enforcer. This guy wasn't afraid to go out there and mix it up. That wasn't the last comment that Isaiah Thomas shared regarding Charles Oakley, especially as it relates to Michael Jordan took your own city from you. Isaiah Thomas responded by saying, I grew up on the West Side, sometimes with no house to call my own. I never had the ego to call a city mine. You are not from Chicago, Charles Oakley. That is why you think that way. And then Isaiah continued, for the record, I'm not beefing or hating on anyone. I am correcting and teaching factual documented history, not mythology. Ooh, that's Isaiah Thomas is he's swinging cool. He's like, I ain't got no beef. Isaiah Thomas, I guess he's not. And to be honest, outside of saying, hey, apologize, or you're going to apologize, not apologize, those messages have been a little mixed, if you ask me. I haven't heard Isaiah Thomas say anything negative about anybody recently, not that I know of. Maybe I missed it. I haven't heard nothing. He's responded to what he heard in the documentary. And outside of saying, hey, if you mean it, apologize, and maybe Isaiah should, like, not bring it up anymore. Maybe that's what he should do. And so earlier on in the show, when we spoke to Scott Williams, who won three championships with the Chicago Bulls in the early 90s, he was a part of that first three-peat. I asked Scott, man, what do you feel about these dudes beefing? Like, this is 30 years old. Even if Isaiah Thomas says it's not beef, what do you think about the back and forth? And this is what Scott Williams told me.
I kind of find it a little bit funny watching these grown men with their gray hair and their pot bellies, you know, acting like they can still go out on the court and settle on the floor. It's funny, and I know Charles Oakley and Michael are phenomenally, you know, good friends and very close. I could see Charles trying to weigh in on that whole situation and say he's got MJ's back. And MJ, for the most part, is relatively quiet. I don't see much come from his side or his camp outside of Oakley. So, you know, I think some of it has to do with maybe they just want to see their names in the paper or on the internet, you know, on the Sports Center. To me, it's childish. It's humorous. I don't think anybody's getting hurt from it. I guess let them have at it. Those are for those Hall of Famers that, quite frankly, Stacey Keene and I talk about. It was above our pay grade. We just stay in our lane.
Okay. Charles Oakley is 59 years old. Charles Oakley has my hair, but it's all gray. 59 years old. Michael Jordan just turned 60 years old. Isaiah Thomas is 61 years old. Isaiah Thomas is here on podcast, and he's continuing to talk about it. Now he's saying he's not beefing with anybody. He's addressing, inaccuracies portrayed and said by other folks. He has to defend himself, right? Isaiah Thomas has been painted as the you-know-what forever. And he's like, wait a minute, everybody sees Michael Jordan as the you-know-what, not me. Why can't we all just get along, right? I thought when you get older, I thought you're supposed to mellow out. Well, if you saw Michael Jordan's his Hall of Fame speech and his enshrinement, he was still killing guys from high school in his speech. The NBA 75, he's like, oh, hey, Magic, you going to put them shoes on? Nothing is going to change Michael Jordan. Nothing. Nothing is going to change Charles Oakley. Nothing is going to change Isaiah Thomas. I don't think we're going to get that 1 hour hug it out like we have with Isaiah and Magic. That ain't happening with Jordan. You could throw that out the window. I think Isaiah Thomas needs to say his piece, put out his own documentary, and just leave it alone. Maybe these dudes will never get along. Maybe we'll never get a hug. Maybe they'll be here for another 20, 30 years and nothing will ever happen. But I do think it's time to put this to rest. Because for the most part, I would say, maybe not universally, depending on your allegiance and who you support, these are our players, our basketball legends, NBA legends, who are universally loved and respected and appreciated. Isaiah Thomas, a little guy running around on one leg, one of the greatest ball handlers ever from Chicago, bad boy, heart of a lion. You got Michael Jordan, greatest of all time there. You got Charles Oakley. Man, one of the true enforcers, play no games in the NBA. And he's 60 years old, and they're beefing. Like, they can do better. And Isaiah, put out one message. No more interviews. I think that doesn't help the cause. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about this? 60-year-old legends beefing. That's what I woke up to this morning. I woke up and I'm like, Isaiah Thomas is going at a Charles Oakley. Oakley was going at him. I'm like, what are we doing? Isaiah Thomas, Charles Oakley, steel cage match. Make it happen. Let's call Vince McMahon. He has the inventory and the support. What do you think about this beef? Are these guys too old for it? Do they need to relax? Like, what do you think should happen? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. And then I just got reminded, Charles Oakley got a lot of beef. Even beef with Madison Square Garden. I'll take your calls and talk about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, how about this? The Phoenix Suns won their practice game against the Nuggets 119-115. This practice for the Suns, because none of the Nuggets starters played, none of them. And it was a close game. Good luck to the Nuggets, or congrats to the Nuggets bench warmers for hanging in there. But the Suns did have Kevin Durant out there, and he knocked down a three at the end of the game to give him a lead late. Take a listen to this, courtesy of the Suns Radio Network.
Ball out between the circles, edging over to the rest side. Here's the drive, gets in underneath, in the corner to Durant for three. Shazam! KD for three. 109-107. Suns leaded by two.
I haven't heard Shazam in a long time. Kevin Durant finished tonight with 29 points. What warm-up does he need? None. Chris Paul, 25 points for the night. He also had a long-range three to extend the lead even more.
Booker to Durant. Here's the three. Off the back of the rim, not good. Long rebound. Save it, Chris Paul. Try a three. Shazam! Oh, brother! When you're ready, you're ready. When you have to, you have to. 3:07 to go. The Suns up 114-107. Their biggest lead of the night. Denver wants a timeout, and we'll take it.
Damn it, Chris Paul had seven threes for tonight. You know what, Chris Paul, he gets a lot of flack. He doesn't have rings, he's getting old, he's starting to be washed up. Let's listen to the final points of the night. Let's listen to his final three. If I'm a betting man, I'm going to bet there's another Shazam.
Out on top is Booker. Booker on the drive, in the corner to Torrey Craig, back to Paul for three. Look out, Shazam! CP3 for three.
Seven,
25.
7 of 11 from three for Chris Paul tonight.
119-111. The Suns in the driver's seat. Under a minute to go.
That's cool. Nice three-point call. Good for him. Anyway, congratulations to the Suns for not losing to the bench warmers. 119-115. Phoenix wins. And let's be real, these games don't mean a damn thing. Phoenix is just trying to get these guys used to playing with each other. Devin Booker had a garbage game tonight. Terrible, terrible, terrible. As Devin Booker only ended up with 15 points on what shooting? Oh, my God. 3 of 12. Ouch. Pretty bad. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about some news that's been running all day long between legends. And we'll talk about some of the younger guys as we continue on with the show. Kyler Murray and Cam Newton in the news. Tyreek Hill letting everybody know he's going to be out of here in a few years. But Isaiah Thomas responded to a clip from Charles Oakley that basically trashed Isaiah. Charles Oakley telling Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan doesn't want to be your friend. You're mad that Michael Jordan took Chicago from you. And Isaiah Thomas basically told Charles Oakley verbally on Twitter, man, you better relax. You need to be humble. You're not from Chicago. You don't know what you're talking about. And then Isaiah Thomas told him, man, I'm not beefing with anybody. I'm just stating all the facts. Yeah, when I played you, Oakley, I beat you more often than not. So be humble. I'm saying to myself, well, why are these guys beefing? They're all about 60 years old. You know, Michael Jordan holds all grudges, dating back to seemingly birth. Charles Oakley is his friend. We know Michael Jordan, he beefs historically even with Charles Barkley. He won't talk to him. Used to be friends. Thick as thieves, not no more. And Isaiah Thomas, every time he's presented with a chance to, you know, respond to Michael, he's just like, well, he needs to apologize. Why did he call me a blank hole? It's like, whoa. They going to do this forever? I think it's going to be this way. I think Isaiah Thomas, put out your own documentary. You can do it. Put it out and just leave it alone. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
JR, you just hit on the head. Isaiah, come on with your own documentary. Speak your own mind. Not on somebody else's dime. I mean, sit back, enjoy the retirement, enjoy the game, speak of the game right now, where it's going and all that stuff. Don't worry about something that happened 30 years ago. I mean, man, I had a beef with my best friend when I just moved to an elementary school, and now we're best of friends. I mean, on the first day, I tried to pick a fight with him, and then I'm like, you know what? Why am I trying to pick a fight with you? You know, okay. I don't get it. That's why I don't like the NBA. It's like they don't appreciate what the future has for the sport.
Okay. I think it's been okay, but I get what you're saying. He's just old guys beefing. Ain't got nothing to do with anything going on today. It really doesn't. 855-212-4CBS. Charles is here from Baltimore. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Good.
All right. To me, it just seems like Isaiah Thomas is seriously hurt. I think whatever relationship him and Mike had, obviously Mike doesn't feel the same way, but Isaiah has to take some responsibility because Mike is an a-hole. I believe he is, but I think Isaiah plays a part as well. So until Isaiah takes responsibility for his end, he will never have peace. So right now he's searching for peace, and Mike is not going to give it to him because Mike is just not a good guy when it comes to that. So he has to move on.
Yeah, sounds like there will be no peace if that is to be the case. Ed is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ed?
You know, JR, NBA basketball in the 1990s was very brutal. It was like a hockey game. The Detroit team was very physical and rough. But Isaiah showed his skills, though, in the All-Star game, games, how good he was.
Yeah, I watched. What do you think about them beefing?
Grudges are going to be left there. Right? The best NBA basketball was in the 1980s, the Celtics and the Lakers.
Yeah, but here in 2023, they are still beefing like it is 1990. You don't find anything odd about that? Should they leave it alone?
Look, JR, these are athletes with big egos, you know? And they're like, in their mind, they're always right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ed, for calling from Pittsburgh. Dave is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Evening, JR.
Please, go ahead.
Hey, these guys need to go eat a bowl of bran flakes and go fishing because, I mean, I'm 60 years old myself, and I'm driving a truck and racing other trucks on the interstate. I have more fun doing that than hearing about two 60-year-olds beefing like a bunch of adult schoolboys. And not only that, I mean, come on. If you had a beef with somebody, you knuckle it in the alleyway, shake hands, and go home. You need to leave that nonsense alone. You're too old for that. Okay. And then not only that, you got to do better things with your time than basing your life on what happened back then 30 years ago. It's stupid. I mean, you got to have better things to do with your time than beefing about something that took place 30 years ago. And okay. Michael Jordan, that him being a narcissistic idiot that he is, he needs to shut his mouth. And Isaiah Thomas, he says, look, I'm going to have to take these insults like water to a duck's back and keep them moving.
Okay. Thank you, Dave, for calling from Allah. He's like, hey, how is Isaiah Thomas? Could you imagine? Most of us cannot. Could you imagine being in a pandemic? Well, I think we all could, unfortunately. But could you imagine, just go back in time, there is nothing else to watch. Everybody who is a sports fan sat down and watched The Last Dance. There are more eyeballs on this at this point in time than God knows what over the past 80 years, okay? And Isaiah Thomas, he said it, I'm sitting at home like everybody else. I mean, even here on this show, the JR Sport Brief Show started right after the pandemic. I accepted the job before the pandemic. I start right after it. Man, we spoke to everybody from the Chicago Bulls. Because The Last Dance, let's keep in mind, they released it early because people were stuck at home. It was supposed to come out in the summer. And Isaiah Thomas is watching this like the rest of the world. And then Michael Jordan is just crapping on him. And Isaiah Thomas is supposed to just go, he said it again. Just call me a bleepo. He's responded. And he's responded over and over again. And he sat on podcast and he has responded. He's well within his right to do so. But that's why I'm saying, hey, Isaiah, I'd love to see it. Put out your own documentary, Isaiah. Do it. Let's hear from you. We don't got to hear it from another show. Let's hear it from you, everything. And then put it to bed. Because Michael Jordan ain't doing nothing.
You know what's surprising, JR?
No.
I thought they buried the hatchet. Remember when he coached him in 2003 at the All-Star game? Like, Isaiah, people forget this. 20 years ago, Isaiah Thomas was the head coach of the Eastern Conference All-Stars in Michael's last hurrah at the All-Star game, where he almost won MVP, but you remember what happened? Like, he got, there was that foul by Jermaine O'Neal, and he should have had, it was the game-winning shot at the time. But I thought they had buried it and nipped it in the bud then. They were taking pictures together. I don't understand how 20 years later, this is still ongoing. Like, I get when they were playing, but it seemed like when Isaiah became a head coach in the NBA and Michael was 40 years old and was at peace with finally walking away for what was the third time, they had buried the hatchet. That's what it seemed like to me.
Has anybody called you a butthole for the whole world to see?
You know what? Here's how I take that, JR. I'm somebody that still irks him. Clearly, I was an absolute menace and arch rival to the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball. Clearly, he has some kind of animosity towards me. I must have mattered in the history and the annals of the NBA. I would take it as the ultimate compliment. Because he didn't say, Isaiah who? He was very direct and very succinct with how he felt about the original point guard. He should take it as a compliment, JR. He's a competitor. He's a little too sensitive in my eyes. I'm going to be real about that.
Okay. I'll find somebody to call you a butthole. Problem solved.
That's okay.
Good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, do us a favor. Do not call up here calling Shep a butthole.
That's okay, though. JR, I'm not going to. JR, you are great at what you do. If you had an opinion about me, that means I did something that stuck, right? As opposed to, well, who's Shep? I don't know who the hell that is. I would be a lot more insulted by that train of thought. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Marco, you want to call him a butthole or should I do it?
I think you should do it.
I won't do it either. So I'll leave it. I'll let somebody else do it. Not me. Don't call up calling Shep a butthole either. Leave that for Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, I'm putting a venue in Colorado Springs, so I'm up all night, like doing 20-hour days. And I listen to you. You have really become a major part of what I do because, I mean, you just keep it real.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls in a sec about Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan and Charles Oakley, and no, it's not 1991, it is 2023, and as of recently, as of today, like, there's still shots being fired. Isaiah Thomas just woke up this morning and going on Twitter just telling Charles Oakley, man, just be quiet, you don't know nothing, just be quiet. Anyway, speaking of things that are actually occurring right now, based in today, or at least recent memory, I know Isaiah Thomas, he's a little guy, right, little tough guy. Toughest can be, one of the most skilled basketball players you have probably ever seen in your life, one of the toughest given his size. Deadly. There's another little guy. He plays football, though. His name is Kyler Murray. He can't catch a break. It feels, and this is not beef, it seems to be reality. Because every time you turn your damn head, they give him the contract last year. It's like, hey, man, we need to put a clause in that's going to say that you're going to show up to work and actually practice and study? His own teammate, Kelvin Beachum, his offensive lineman, is supposed to be out there protecting his ass. Spoke to the media a couple of weeks ago, and it's just like, yeah, Kyler Murray, he needs to grow up. Kyler Murray spoke to the media after the clause was taken out. Kyler Murray told everybody, you think I'd be in the NFL at my size if I didn't work hard and I did not study? Well, how about the former general manager of the Arizona Cardinals? And I mean former as in months former. He stepped away and he stepped away formally a couple of months ago. Steve Keim. He was on the Green Light podcast with Chris Long. People do these podcasts and just destroy people. It's fun. Steve Keim talked about Kyler Murray, and he bigged him up, showed him a lot of love, and then said everything that everybody said. He needs to grow up and work harder. Damn, take a listen to this.
When you draft a guy number one, so you put all your eggs in that basket, and in the first year, he is a offensive rookie of the year. Then the second year, he's a pro bowler. And the third year, he's a pro bowler. So you got to think that he's heading in the right direction. You know, I just thought he kept getting better and better and better. You know, there's just some times of inconsistency with him. And, you know, I think he still needs to grow. And again, it's not slanted towards his character. He is not a bad guy. He's a really good kid, has a good smile and has a nice way about him. I think it's like anything. Guys have to continue to learn what it's going to take to be great. You know, I think his best ball is ahead of him. I think they need to be creative and do the right things with him offensively. But, you know, I think the best ball is ahead of him, and I think he'll get it right.
Oh, that wasn't that bad. That was a little like a hug, just a little bit. These podcasts are amazing. Charles Oakley sits on a podcast, and he destroys Isaiah Thomas, and Isaiah sits on a podcast and he's just like, Michael Jordan needs to, at least apologize or just go away. Like, podcasts are great for old athletes. They just sit around angry. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Terry. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Terry?
Hey, JR. How are you, man?
Good.
Great show. Listen, I grew up in the city, you know, in elementary school. Our coaches took us to see, Isaiah, Skip Dillard, Mark Aguirre, all those guys, man, Doc Rivers. We got to see all those guys play at the Chicago Amphitheater, you know. And I've been watching this sport for a long time. I'm Michael Jordan's age. I'm a month older than Michael Jordan. But here's the deal. I watched all those years when Detroit took down my Chicago Bulls. And when we got Michael, I was like, yes, right? So Isaiah and the Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boys, owned Chicago for years. We got to watch that. And finally, when the Bulls took them down, you can't shake hands? You can't compliment the guys? I mean, come on. He can't even use the word, Isaiah, can't even use the word humility because he had none. And I thought he was a jerk. I don't know Michael Jordan, and I don't know Isaiah, but I know what I saw. And I think Isaiah, you know, you're asking for an apology? For what? Michael Jordan has every right to call you what he called you.
So
should
we put them in a steel cage match? What do you think is the resolution? They die hating each other, right?
I think that they should get over it, you know, just like Michael should get over his beef with Charles Barkley. I mean, you're old enough now. Come on, man. You're 60 years old. Just hash it out. Go down to Myrtle Beach and play some golf and talk about it. And kill it, because it really is. It's just enough.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
it's just enough.
Gotcha. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you, man.
You bet.
Thank you. Well, by the way, I don't know anybody who gets older, for the most part, especially men. I don't know too many men who get older and just kind of mellow out. It seems to be a little bit more hardened as you are poked and prodded. And as you age, you're like, damn, I'm weathered. I don't give a damn. Now, I don't know if age is going to, you know, help things out here. Eric is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword that Isaiah's dealing with. He's become popular or got back in the spotlight because of the whole Michael Jordan documentary that he wrote. And because it was bad blood and it was spoken, Jordan spoke bad of him. So now whenever he does a podcast or anything, I'm sure he knows they're going to ask him the question, but it's not something that he just brings up, and that's what his tirade is about. That's just something that's popular in the media right now, and he responds to it. And that's one of the things he says regularly. He's like, I'm on your show just to answer this question. I know this is one of the things that you're going to ask. And, of course, he's soliciting whatever else he's doing. So this is his way to solicit whatever he's doing. You know, and, you know, it's, I heard your previous caller speak in regards to the non-handshake and so forth. You know, and not to say that was a great move or not, but, I mean, all the way up to that point, that's the way they, you know, the previous two champions left the court. They all kind of ducked off, and, you know, so he followed suit. He's apologized and said that, you know, hindsight, he could have did it better. But I don't think it's necessarily, you know, something that he just blatantly just, you know, being a a-hole because of that. You know, I mean, that's how the league was until Stern got into it, and he made it a – you know, okay, let's follow this Jordan slam and dunk. This is getting popular.
Yeah, even years prior, and thank you, Eric, for calling from Detroit, the Boston Celtics pretty much did the same thing against those Pistons. So, you know, I don't want to – we can have a whole handshake conversation. That'll be a million hours in and of itself. I just think, as I said, let Isaiah Thomas make a documentary, put out his side of the story, and let's call it a wrap. When these two dudes are pushing, you know, canes and wheelchairs and all of that, then maybe they'll chill. I don't think so. Michael Jordan will probably be in a wheelchair, still talking you-know-what. I could see it, giving everybody crap in a chair. Oh, you think you could touch me now? I get out this chair right now and I give it to I see it. I could see it now. With a cigar hanging out the side of his mouth. He got no give. And Charles Oakley, I guess we'll just not hear from him one day. I mean, what did he do besides brutalize people and rebound and have a nice jumper and protect his guys? By the way, Charles Oakley doesn't care too much for Patrick Ewing either. I don't know who Charles Oakley does like. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of cigars, there's a former NFL quarterback who sat with a cigar in his mouth and rattled off a bunch of teams that he is willing to play for. It's Cam Newton. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll talk Cam Newton. People just want to play. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades? Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for mental health suicide lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets.
For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.